Dab and Tench, Theatrical Idiots, Episode 5, Roundheads and Cavaliers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the castle of Charles the First.
Yes, welcome, kiddies. Have you come to help us cut off the king's head, have you, young lady?
Oh, don't take my head off, Cromwell, you evil devil.
Arr, I'll cut your blooming head off, you.
They've gone again.
They've gone, Sench. Ah, well,
bastards.
Horrible buggers.
Hate them. One of them stuck some chewing gum to me earlier today.
Ah, the filthy little brutes.
Yeah.
I hope you cuffed him round the head.
Oh, I did, with a handcuff.
Yeah, quite right, too.
It's when I was doing Police World earlier on.
Ah, yes.
That was terrifying. All the policemen came alive and chased me.
Oh, so did you push the little scrote down the stairs in the end, then?
Oh, yes. Best thing for him, part of the experience.
Well, it's only right, isn't it? His parents are going to want value for money. That's what they want these days.
Oh, yes, he's in Court World on Thursday.
Yeah. Ah, how appropriate.
Yes. I love these modern theme parks, you know, and... there is proper art, you know, playing a king.
Yes, I suppose. I'm not really sure you've naturally got the bearing for it, but you're not doing bad with what you've got.
I may not have the bearing, but I've certainly got the balls.
Your doublet and hose certainly shows them off.
Yes, I love a hoe, you know.
Yes.
And a doublet. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure there's something really good.
Yes, I have to say, when my agent contacted me and told me she'd got me a part in some historical drama, this wasn't quite what I was imagining.
Well, you know, as I say, it's proper art, it's reenactment.
Yes, I suppose so. I mean, people think quite well of that, don't they?
Yes, they do. People go out into fields in the weekend, get a boy, they take them back to their tent, and they reenact various historical buggerings.
Yes, various invasions throughout history.
Yes, it was my idea, actually, was that.
Ah, right.
Yes, I invented the unsealed knot.
Ah, yes, I shudder to even think of it, Tench.
Here we go again. Come to the castle of Richard the Third. I've got a hump. Oh, no, that didn't work either.
I think that's the wrong king, Tench. Aren't you supposed to be Charles the First?
Oh, I don't know. Where's my script? Where's my fucking script?
You're incompetent. It's not going to bloody work if I'm Oliver Cromwell next to your Richard the Third, is it?
I'll just go and get my script. I left it in my jacket earlier on.
Go on, then.
Where is my jacket?
Where did you put it, Tench?
In that little shed where we all got dressed.
Was it locked?
Yes.
Oh, well, someone's probably had away with it then. Funnily enough, I'm sure I saw a young kid dressed up as an overweight middle-aged ham earlier. Maybe that was it.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I've got interpretation, or whatever you call it, on my CV.
Yes,
interpretation.
Interpretation.
You know, when you pretend...
I thought you were lost without a script.
When you make things up, do you interpret them?
Oh, probably. You improve them, I think.
Improving, yes. Improvisation, that's
yes,
how they call it.
Yes, definitely.
I thought that was a really good thing that I did then. When I said Richard the Third, and did you see the boy's face? Oh, he was so surprised.
I can only assume he thought you were talking in rhyming slang.
Well, thank you very much. Here we are, working together for the first time in years.
Oh, it's not been that long.
Oh, it has?
We did that workshop the other summer, didn't we?
Well, yes, that was okay. Well, the problem with that was they were all fucking Philistines who went to it.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah, they always are, Tench. You try and do anything exciting or pushing the boundaries, they freak out.
Yes, I shouted, "Come on, come on!" and you ejaculated in all their faces.
That sounds fair, yes. I don't know what they were expecting.
Well, not that, for a start. Something else, I would imagine.
Broadening their minds, Tench. That's what it is, broadening their minds.
Mm. Very, very slippery.
Yes.
That poor fellow fell over.
Well, it's all part of the excitement, isn't it?
Yes.
You think the show's over when you stand up, but then you have the dangerously slippy floor to negotiate on the way out.
It does make the art a little bit better, I suppose, but not much.
Yeah.
Oh, another one.
Oh.
I am Charles the First. Welcome to my castle.
Ah, hello, kiddies. Shake your fists at the evil monarchy.
I'm not evil. I'm a good monarchy.
Boo, down with him, we say. Down with him. Off with his head.
Don't hurt my head. It's full of all my thoughts.
No.
They've gone again. Yes, well, Yeah, that's a problem with this job. A bloody moving audience.
Yes, yes. You get no real time to expand your parts, do you?
No. I did earlier on though in the mess.
Oh yes. Was that young cowboy chap from the Wild West world?
Yes. He was very good. Bald.
Ah.
He went mad and started chasing me too.
Well, that's odd, isn't it?
Yes. Not quite what's going on there. But yes, hey, I do love a theme park though. I mean, I remember the ones when I was a kid. You know, the ones with the wooden rides.
Oh yes, yes.
Yes, my favourite one was Up Sam.
Up Sam? How did that one go? I don't remember that one, Tench.
Well, there was a seat which was winched up. A wooden seat, proper
yes,
wooden
yes.
ride. It was winched by men. And below the seat, there was a sausage-shaped piece of wood.
Right.
Okay. And you would drop your trousers, and you would sit in the seat, and they would drop you down. And the sausage-shaped piece of wood would insert into you.
Was this a theme park, Tench? Or are you just having flashbacks to that S&M club you went to last month?
No, my friend. This was at Alton Towers.
Really?
Where wonders never cease.
Good Lord, I missed that when I went there.
Yes, I had to take it away due to the horrific internal injuries.
Oh, well, it's all health and safety these days, isn't it?
Yes, well, Victorians did good rides.
I think my favourite there was the one where you're in a big tyre going down the rapids and then it flips over and throws you onto the rocks, and you end up rattling down and being hauled out in a net at the end.
Oh, that was when we got drunk at those rapids that time, wasn't it? We just fell into a tractor tyre and fell into the river.
Ah, that may have been... That would explain the court appearance afterwards, I suppose.
It took me 6 months to start talking again.
Yes. Yes, well, you were rather shocked, weren't you?
Nearly ruined my career.
Eh?
My voice is my tool.
In fairness, I think the paramedics really should have noticed the bloody great big rock jammed in your mouth sooner than 2 days afterwards.
Well, they said it was an honest mistake to make. They said that lots of people have the same problem.
I think it was impressive by how far you managed to get your jaw open to get it in and out.
Well, you know, I've had me practice.
So I hear.
Catholic upbringing, you see?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, down in the old Cambridge Valleys.
Ah. Oh, was that where you grew up now, Tex?
Yes. I used to walk to work on a punt and 2 punts on my feet.
Ah.
And when I go to work, I had to work 16 hours a day in the college learning applied mathematics.
Really, Tench?
Yes.
I never had you down as any kind of academic. You'll always, if you'll excuse me for mentioning it, seemed rather dim.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll let you know that I've got a doctorate.
Have you? In what, Tench? I'm astounded.
It was some sort of thing that they gave me at the People's Academy of Doctorates.
Right, so a mail order thing then, was it?
Oh, it was an honorary doctorate.
Yes, because I
played in a play that they did. It was Eel Pie, it was called.
Eel Pie?
Yes. I'd stand there going, Eel Pie! Eel Pie! Eel Pie! Eel Pie! Eel Pie! Eel Pie! Ah, I am Charles the First! Ah. Welcome to my castle!
Oh there, young man, have you got your axe, have you? Have you got your axe for to chop up the king?
Don't hurt me! Don't hurt my head!
Go on, hit him. Here, borrow my axe. Hit him. Hit him hard.
No, not
go
my
on.
Head!
Hit him. Now kick him in the nuts.
Ah! Oh, you little shit! Fuck off!
Oh, Tench, the look on your face was bloody priceless.
One of those has gone inside me. Oh, just let me ease it out.
Hang on, pinch your nose and blow out hard. Has that popped it out?
Oh, yes, it's gone now. Yeah. There's something trickling down my leg. I don't know what it is.
Oh, God, have you gone off again?
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's blood! Fucking hell, it's blood!
Oh,
and there's something attached to it, like a little yo-yo thing. Oh, what the fuck is that?
Oh, Tench.
It's a meatball.
I think you have literally blown your balls off.
Oh, fucking hell. Have you got any of that gaffer tape left?
Oh, hang on. I've got some in my pocket. There we go.
Just a second. I'll just get this.
Trousers down.
Turn around. You don't want to be exposing yourself to kids again.
I'm sure they're coming. I am Charles I. Welcome to my castle.
Oh, look at there. Look at the funny king with his trousers falling down. Point and laugh at the funny king with his trousers round his ankles.
This is definitely part of the show.
Definitely part of the show. He's not accidentally exposing himself whilst gaffer taping his own bollocks back on.
Bye-bye, children.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
It's back on now. That's fine.
I worry I was a bit piratical there with my accent.
No, you're fine, my dear fellow. They're all the same accent, you see.
Are they? What, all accents are the same accent?
Yes, your pirate, your yokel.
Yes.
Your Norwich. Yeah. Your Bath.
That's not so bad then. I mean, obviously, a sort of forward-looking actor such as myself doesn't bother himself with old-fashioned ideas of acting involving accents and words.
Well, certainly not, sir. No, I mean, I did an entire run of Henry V, just speaking in a whisper and then not saying anything at all.
Really? That sounds actually quite interesting and novel for you, Tench.
Would you like to hear an extract?
Oh, by all means do, yes.
Disguise fair nature with hard-favoured rage. Let the brow overhang it as a forgolded rock overhangs its confounded and jutting base.
Not bad, Tench. I mean, really, it's nothing I haven't seen and probably done myself before, but, you know.
Well, I do remember your version of Henry V. My God.
It was a masterpiece. I mean, the way I simulated the muddy surface of the Agincourt battlefield.
Yeah. Yes, with excrement, wasn't it?
It was. I wanted the realistic smell. I wanted the audience to feel like they were there. That's why I had an actual ton of horse manure dumped onto the stage. To which, obviously, as I am an actor who puts something into their roles, I added to myself.
On the hottest day of the year?
Yes, it was.
And all those flies.
Oh, the flies. They were like my supporting cast, Tench. Marvellous little buggers they were.
It was horrible. That man died.
Oh, well, you can't make an artistic omelette without breaking the audience's eggs. As I always say. Do I not always say that, Tench?
Frequently. That's all you ever bloody say.
Yes. But, I mean, you know, people were overwhelmed by the emotion with it. There were audience members literally crying, weeping with the emotion of the battlefield.
You've got to tell the difference, my dear fellow, between weeping with the emotion of a piece and weeping because their eyes are full of gas and flies and maggots.
No, it was definitely emotion, Tench. There was the bit that they were actually so desperate to get away from the horrors of the battlefield that they were beating on the doors.
If you like, yes. We'll just leave it there, shall we? I think that's the best way to put it, because obviously you can't see the idiocy of your own conceit in theatrical terms.
Oh, you never bloody appreciate my work, Tench. You have no scope, no vision.
There was no lighting and no sound effects in that piece.
It doesn't need it. I provided all the sound effects.
I could have put up with the shit, but if it wasn't for the no sound effects and the no lighting, I like those.
Ah, oh, ridiculous, Tench. I did all the sound effects myself. I was like that chap off of the Police Academy films.
All right, then. Well, you did a police car.
There wasn't a police car in Henry V.
Well, what was that noise you made?
That was the wailing of the injured. Look, I'll do it again. Injured, so... The battlefield, imagine.
Yes.
Picture it now, Tench.
I'm picturing it.
Imagine the smell. You know what it smelt like.
Yes. Oh, God, yes, I remember the smell.
The battlefield is strewn with corpses.
Oh, yes,
and the bodies of the dying.
Yes, and the corpses of the dying. Yes.
A lone voice cries out in pain.
It's a bloody police car!
It's stylized, Tench. It's the wailing and anguish of a Middle Ages serf killed on the battlefield.
It's a 1970s police car. At least you could have done a modern one.
Oh, Lord, Tench.
Woo!
Was that it? That was your modern police car, was it?
No, it was Ghost Train, sorry.
Oh.
Yes. bloody annoying, that thing. I can't believe that they actually got the train running around us, pretending that we're the ghosts.
Yes, it's a bit rude, isn't it? It's a bit of a, you know, on the one hand, they're trying to big us up as being a serious historical reenactment, and on the other hand, we're some tuppenny, halfpenny sideshow.
Yes, well, somebody died in the haunted teleport the other day.
Really, what happened to them?
Well, you know the haunted swing that they have at Blackpool?
Yes.
You sit in a seat and the room goes round, you know. Well, they decided to modernise it.
So, oh, right, yeah.
What happened, you'd stand in a room, they'd throw a stun grenade in.
Yeah.
And as you were stunned, they'd push you into another room, and it would seem that you'd been transported by teleport.
Oh, that's very clever, actually. What went wrong?
Well, an old soldier went in there, hurled himself onto the stun grenade. And blew his guts out. Wasn't nice.
Well, still, looking on the bright side, it'll probably be genuinely haunted now.
Hey!
Yes.
That's a good thing indeed.
Well, I believe, didn't they actually keep him on afterwards and just hang him from the ceiling?
They did, yes. They've got him going around on a spit thing.
Yes.
Yes, it's quite interesting, really.
Yes, well, I mean, they had Callender come down and do a piece on it yesterday. They were saying how realistic the ghostly dressings were.
Yes. They shoved a pipe up him as well, so it makes a strange rattly noise.
Ah, yes. Well, I suppose they can pump air up it to make him groan, can't they?
Yes, attached to a Henry Hoover. Yes.
Good old Henry Hoover.
Yes.
I worked with him once.
Did you?
Yes.
What was he like?
He was very good. It was an improv piece I did in Brighton.
Oh, yes. Those were good days. I remember those.
Yes. I remember it as if it was only yesterday. Where, oh, where are my pants, it was called.
Yes, and did you ever get an answer?
No. No, that was the beauty of the piece, Tench. There was never an answer. It was asking questions.
Oh, rhetorical questions?
Yes.
Yes. I can see that.
Yes, and you know, really, haven't we all, at one time or another, sat down, looked ourselves in the eye, and thought, where, oh where, are my pants?
Yes.
Yes.
Last Thursday, actually, when I was thrown out of the pub with you.
Yes. Ha ha, yes, I've forgotten about that.
Whip your trousers off, Tench, you said. Whip them off. We'll sell them behind the bar.
Well, we were short on booze money, Tench, and you had the nicest trousers of the pair of us. No one's going to pay money for mine, are they? The bloody state of them.
And then you tried to raffle them off.
Well, you've still got some degree of fame and cachet from those wretched Hollywood films you went in.
Hey, Spaceship Come Back Out is a new film now.
Yes, I saw it. Some sort of reboot of the series, isn't it?
I'm playing old Gobbin.
Yes. Do you get any screen time with the younger you?
Yes, I do, yes. And it's directed by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, I suspected it would be.
Yes. There's also a lot of shaky cameras these days and things.
Well, it's verite, isn't it?
I don't care that the guy playing young Gubbins is the same age as me.
Really?
Yes.
Did they actually make you up to make you look older, or did they just sort of assume you were so bloody haggard it wouldn't make any difference?
Ah, I spend over 10 hours in makeup, I'll have you know.
Yes.
And I had to get the voice right. I had to use my normal Gubbin voice, but make it older.
Well, I suppose you had to spend that long in makeup, because they only want you looking 80 rather than 95.
I had to go from,
hello, I'm Gubbin.
To,
hello, I'm Gubbin.
Yes. First Yorkshireman in space, Gubbin, according to that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Still a wretched series of films, though, Tench.
They had bought my house, I tell you.
Yes. You always were a sellout, though, weren't you?
I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yes. I'm not sure that's something to shout about, is it?
I'm Charles I. Enter my castle and see my joyous things.
Oh, don't go with him, kiddies. He's a wrong'un. He'll take all your money and do that thing what kings do.
Oh, do shut up, Dad. If you're not going to do it properly, don't do it at all.
Well, I don't bloody know. I'm not a historian, am I?
We're not going to get paid if you carry on doing it like that.
What did he do? Why did they hate him so much?
Oh, he closed all the theatres.
Oh, bastard.
Yes. Banned Christmas and Christmas pies.
Well, it's no wonder, isn't it? People lose theatre, people lose their sense of civilisation.
Yes, I love a Christmas pie, I do, you know.
Yes.
Yes, some of the best things in the world are Christmas pies.
Christmas pies, yes. A Christmas pie with the traditional gin poured over the top.
Yes.
And chocolate sprinkles.
That's it, yes. And then you set fire to a table and thrown out of the restaurant.
Yes. It is odd. You'd have thought they'd appreciate the traditional old English way of celebrating Christmas, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, Tench, yes.
But they don't. You know. No. Thrown out twice from the ivy. 2 years running. Let me go back, though. That's good.
Ridiculous. Well, I mean, they'd go under without your bar tab, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, I do like to support local businesses.
You do. You do it very well. You don't so much support them as float them.
Yeah. Well, good thing, too. Yeah. Frankly, if the Ivy wasn't there, where would people like us be able to go for a nice meal and some drink without encountering members of the public?
Well, nowhere. If only because we've been banned from pretty much everywhere else.
Oh, I need to sort that out at some point.
Yes.
I suggest some sort of disguise.
Do you think, what do you fancy? Sort of big moustache, dark glasses, that kind of
thing? Yes, that's a good place to start. Maybe a big wig. About 6 foot across.
Yes.
Yes, a big bulbous powdered wig. Nobody will ever know it was us, then.
No, no, I'm sure that won't draw any suspicion to us at all, will it?
No, no.
Still, it's ironic, really, after all this. It's the pubs round here to throw you out. It's the only time you ever actually get recognised, isn't it?
Oh, look, using the old wooden roller coaster.
Ah, yes.
And they're going up.
Oh, I like the old wooden ones there. They're exciting.
And we're up to the peak and the crash of it.
Was it supposed to do that, or...?
I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure.
They seem to be okay. Oh, that head's come off. But yeah, I'm sure they can sew back on.
Yes.
Modern medicine is a very wonderful thing.
I mean, you know, really, they should look on the bright side. Chances are they're all going to get a flight in a helicopter now.
Oh, that's lovely. I just reckon we could get a flight back to London. And,
oh, I don't know. We could try hanging on to the bottom of the helicopter when it comes. But, I bet the kids today were at breakfast saying, Mummy, when we go to the theme park, can we go on a helicopter? And she was saying, no, children, no, because I don't love you enough for a helicopter trip. And now they're going to get one anyway.
Oh, that's lovely, yes. Isn't it? A lovely story.
The one remaining parent that they have,
yes,
they will idolise for that forever.
Yes. Unless they can sew their head back on, of course, which I am sure they can.
Yes.
I'm sure they can.
Well, they can do a lot these days, don't you?
Yes, they sewed an ear onto the back of a cat once.
Did they?
Yes.
To what end?
I don't know. It was my ears when I was a student. It was an experiment to see if they could do it.
I often wondered why you had one pointy, furry ear.
Yes. Well, they had to give one back, you see, and I just...
Well, obviously,
that one,
I mean, a cat can't handle having three ears. That would be ridiculous, don't you?
I do find that I can hear mice clear as well, which is useful, I suppose.
That's good.
It's a skill.
I'll have to get you around my place. It's absolutely infested at the moment.
Yes, yes. You know I can hypnotise cats, of course.
Can you? How do you do that?
I walk up to them.
Yes.
I stroke them on their back.
Ah, yes.
And just as they're about to claw me,
I
punch them in the face.
Ah, that's very clever. And that works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And they just look sort of glassy-eyed for a few minutes.
Yes. That's very clever. I never knew you had such a way with animals about you, Tex.
Oh, yes. I'm a veritable Dr. Doolittle, I am.
Yes. Well, I suppose it makes up for your complete lack of ability with people.
Yes. I tried to do Dr. Doolittle once. I auditioned for it. You know, I was up for it.
Oh, right. On the stage or the big screen?
Oh, the stage, of course.
Yes.
I would cheapen myself with Dr. Doolittle on the big screen.
Hmm.
You know, it's a piece of theatre. It's a work of art.
Yes, so how far did you get? Did they call you back?
Well, I went in and started singing, you see, and then they insisted I do it like Rex Harrison.
Ah, right, yes.
Yes.
And you weren't up for that?
No, I did try, but I'll give you a little bit.
Yeah. Go on, do, Tex.
If I could talk to the animals, pork with the animals, eat and snort with the animals... That was as far as I got, because I didn't really know the words. They'd not actually give me a script by that point. I just had to make it up from what I remember from the films.
I think you've got the talkiness down quite well.
Yes.
You haven't quite got the rhythm, have you?
No, that's true. I rolled Rex Harrison. Do you remember him when he used to come to our little parties?
I do. Back in the day when we were both young scamps.
Yeah.
Out to make our way in the world.
Oh, yes. We'd invite various famous actors to come round. Rex Harrison.
Yes.
Rex Harrison.
Yes, yes. Rex Harrison.
God, yes. And Michael Maloney was all over him.
Yes.
Oh, Rexy, could you give me a part in your new film, please?
Well, he's always such a terrible kiss-ass, isn't he, Maloney?
Yes.
Awful man.
What's he doing now?
Nothing, I don't think. Nothing of any value. But I do remember Harold Harrison. He was a bugger for setting people's hair on fire, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, yes.
I remember. Who was it? It was Leo Sayer, I think, wasn't
it? Yes, he was.
He'd come round and hold Harrison. He was standing behind him without a spray bottle of barbecue fluid.
Oh, yes,
and his lighter.
Yes.
Woof, woof, it went up. Up like a flaming torch. And there was Sayer, bounding round the room, screeching like a howler monkey. Oh, how we all laughed.
Suddenly made him feel like dancing, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, dear. Few people had guessed now that his hair's all a wig.
No, and his head. His head's a wig as well.
Yes, well, they did have to replace large chunks of it afterwards once they'd cut away all the burnt stuff. Yes. There was pretty much only his lower jaw left, wasn't
there? Yes, more of a wig face hat he's wearing, really.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, I mean, it hasn't stopped him getting on, has it, you know?
No.
Whatever he's doing these days.
I think he lives in a jungle now.
Does he live in a jungle? My God.
I think so, yes.
Does he own it, do you think we could go along and...
I don't know. He might know the person who owns it, even if he doesn't himself.
Any native boys there, do you think?
Oh, I see where this is going. Yeah. No, probably not, Tench.
Tattooed.
And I do think you need to eat the local wildlife. I think he just lives off slugs or something these days.
Oh, so that's not good, really, is it?
No, he's a bit of a nature boy.
Well, I'm not going to go there, I tell you.
Yes.
But I am off next week to, guess who's... big house?
It's got to be someone impressive, isn't it? Steven Spielberg.
No, guess again.
Ray Fiennes.
No. You're way off. Jonathan King.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's invited him around.
He's not been very busy recently. What's he been up to?
I don't know. He got himself a boy, but apparently there's something wrong with him. I don't know. Perhaps he got AIDS or something. I don't know.
Often the way, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't read the newspapers or watch the news. I'm assuming that he's just retired, really.
Ah, possibly.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure he made lots of money from that song he did.
Yes, well, they were lovely little songs, weren't they?
Fucking the boys. Fucking the boys. I like to fuck the boys, no matter how old they are. Yes,
I never really quite worked out what that song was about.
No, I didn't. I don't really listen to the words, to be quite honest.
No, I think it was possibly an anti-war song.
Yes,
that's probably it, yes. I think when he says fucking the boys, what he means is our brave young lads getting sent overseas to the Somme or somewhere like that and getting royally fucked by being blown up.
Yes. Very young boys.
Yes.
Hardly men at all, really.
Well, I mean, I think this one was possibly about someone who'd maybe sneaked down to the enrolling office underage with a forged birth certificate, signed up, and got sent to France.
it's
gut-wrenching, really, isn't it? It's a beautiful and powerful thing.
Oh my God, look over there.
What have you seen?
It's Francis Barber on the teacups.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen her for a while.
Francis!
What? She looked down. Try again.
Oh, God, she's been sick.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, quick, look down. Don't be coming over.
No. Oh, God, she's coming. Oh, fuck. I am Charles the First. Welcome to my castle.
Oh, hello, missus. Have you come to overthrow the evil monarchy and bring...
She's gone. She's diverted into skank world. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, that sounds wretched.
Yeah.
What is a skank? Is it like a tank?
I think it's full of homeless people.
Oh, right.
Yes. I occasionally go in there just to sample the delights, but some of them haven't even trained, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
They haven't just got amateurs, have they?
I'm afraid so.
Bloody hell. No, but I'm surprised Equity aren't up in arms about it.
Well, apparently it doesn't count here. Apparently they don't even get equity minimum.
Good Lord, really?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know how much we're being paid for this. I'm assuming it's several thousand pounds a mini.
Oh, I bloody hope so, Tench. Yeah. My agent told me this is top-notch work.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to give him a call now.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. How to work this damn thing?
Hang on, press that one. Right, do you know what the number is?
Yes, I've got it in one of those memory places, or whatever they call it.
Right, go and look it up.
Barney, there we go. Barney. Ringing. Anyway, that's a good sign.
Good.
I usually get the boy to do this. He's usually so much better at it than I am.
Yeah, where is he?
I saw him on the whip earlier on.
Ah.
Yeah. Ah, Barney! Barney Tench here. Yeah.
No, Jamie. How many other tensions have you got on your books? Right, it's about this theatrical piece we're doing at... What to call this place?
Civil War Land, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Civil War Land. Yes, I want to know what the fee is. Because we haven't had any catering yet. What? What? You mean... I've dragged me and my best friend down here for 50 quid an hour. No, it's not good enough. It really isn't. I'm going to have severe words with our next meeting. I really am. Oh, I'm so sorry, my friend. We're being ripped off here.
How much did you say?
50 quid an hour?
That's rubbish.
Well, it's 25 quid each.
Between us?
Yes.
God, I tell you what, Tench, after the day I've had, I'm absolutely bloody gasping. I wish I had some booze on me.
Well, you should have been drinking mine. It's been delicious.
What? You've had a hip flask on you all day?
Well, yeah, I'm going to do this fucking thing sober, am I?
Oh, you tight-ass little git. Give me some.
No, it's mine.
Give it here.
No.
Give it.
No. Give me that bag. Get off my flask, you f***ing. Take the bastard.
Dab and Tench were ably assisted by Andrew Wilson and Martin Wolfenden. It was a TGR production. For more Dab and Tench fun, go to www.dabandtench.co.uk.